Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On this show, let's face it, we concentrate on football, basketball, and baseball. But they have so many great stories throughout the campus. Women's basketball, women's tennis, track and field, volleyball. They've got a ton of great stories with their student athletes. A lot of really fun, entertaining kids, energetic, smart, bright. And one of those is in track and field, Russell Robinson. He's a on the men's triple jumper. And not only does he participate for track and field in the triple jump, he's a national champion and has a great story. And he joined Josh Darrow on the Behind the U podcast.
A very special edition of the Behind the U podcast as we are joined by a national champion. That guy right there just won a natty at the indoor championships for track and field and the triple jump. Russell Robinson, it is a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
So I kind of like how this works from how I understand it. Your first attempt in the finals was your best, and you just laid your cards out on the table and said, try to beat me.
Yes, sir. That was a goal from the very beginning. I'm glad that it was easy to stick with this time.
You have to help me out a little bit here. So how many are in the finals?
9 people in the finals, or 16 people made it to nationals overall.
And you were in the first heat, let's say. Which jumper were you?
I was the last jumper in the final.
All right. So everyone goes and you nail it.
Yep.
So they got to go. They each get 2 more times to try to beat you. So is that nerve wracking?
It is. There was one or two competitors out there that I believe could, you know, put out a good jump that it would be a great competition to go back and forth with these guys. And it had me a little nervous up until their last jump. But after they didn't pass me, it was just like, it was exciting. I didn't even know what to do with my last jump.
So where were you in the third round? Were you last again?
Yeah. So in the finals, the person with the leading jump will go last so they could see all the competition up until them. So I was the last jumper.
So you could have walked.
Yeah, I could have.
That is awesome. So you knew?
Yeah, I knew after the last guy didn't jump further than me.
Did he come close?
Not on his last jump, but he did have a jump that was very close to me. I jumped 16.76 meters and he jumped 16.73 meters.
Woo! They took the tape measure out for that one.
It was a close competition.
I would imagine a lot of sports, right? Like I think in a basketball, like if a guy's hot, he's just a unique feel. Right. If you run your fastest heat, might be a unique feel. So when you landed the jump, the one that won the championship, which I also believe, correct me if I'm not wrong, that was your best jump ever.
Yes, that was an indoor personal best.
Indoor personal best. So like, did you know, like when you landed, did you know, like that felt good?
Yeah, it did. I mean, my best jumps, my first jumps are always the ones that feel so smooth and easy. So it's just like, it didn't feel like, yo, it was this crazy jump. It just felt like that's what I needed to do. And when I heard the number, it was like, okay, that's a great way to start the competition.
Did you look at any of the any of the guys you were going up against? Like you look kind of scroll down and look at their faces at all? And see, like,
yeah. No, well, yeah. A little
yes,
bit.
I you was did, just a
like,
little
yeah.
Bit.
Once I jumped out in my head, I was just like, yeah, that's how this what we need to do to get this competition going.
How awesome is that? So let me ask you this. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, you came in 8th in this event.
Yes.
So what changed in a year's time? Like, what did you work on? What was your mindset? What was everything that went into going from eighth, which is obviously eighth at Nationals, great, but you are now the man. Number one, what changed in a year?
A lot of technical stuff that I didn't execute the best last year around, and just focusing on that and coming back just, you know, to compete, to have fun. This is my last year as an indoor track and field senior, and then going into the outdoor. This is my last year before it's over. So I just wanted to, you know, this is my chance to finally get a championship, a national title, and to just go out there and execute everything that I've been practicing and training to do. And the numbers will come with the technique and everything when I jump.
The moment they called your name, what was that like?
Well, the moment that was most exciting to me, kind of, I don't want to talk bad about the other opponent, but when he just didn't finish his jump, in my mind, I still had another jump, but it was just like, wow, like, this is really happening. I'm actually the national champ. I just won this competition. I don't need to really finish this jump, but, you know, let's go have fun and just finish the competition. And then after that, they had people giving interviews for the NCAA national champs. And then they called us up to the podium and was just like seeing all my coaches and teammates there. Happy. It was a good moment. And I was very excited during the whole time.
When did you call the folks? You had to call the folks.
Oh, yeah. I called them on the way back to the hotel.
Were they watching? I imagine it was streamed. They were watching.
Yes, they were watching.
So they knew too.
Yeah, they knew before. My dad is always sending me texts while I'm jumping, knowing that I won't see them.
What he said? Like, is it words of encouragement, or at this point, was it congratulations, or both?
It's kind of both words of encouragement. Like, let's go, Russ. Like, stay focused. You got this and stuff like that. And then once they knew I won, it was congrats and a whole bunch of support and love.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be looking at my phone during the competition.
Oh no, I won't. I won't.
All right, so explain this to me, Mr. Robinson. You were a walk-on?
Yes, sir. I prefer walk-on. I was recruited out of high school, but I was not offered a scholarship at the moment when I first came here. Now,
so how did you end up in Miami?
In high school, I was doing track and field. I went to states for my Florida track and field, high school track and field. I won my event my junior year of states, and I started getting recruited by the University of Miami. When I was getting recruited, you know, I wasn't one of the best coming out of high school, but Coach Deem and Coach Jarvis took a chance on me and allowed me to walk on here. And I had two, three great teammates that just pushed me, because being the best in high school to coming here and being on the bottom of the depth chart of the jumpers, it just put a lot of motivation in me to, you know, go and do everything that I need to be that better athlete.
Were you recruited somewhere that you could have gone on scholarship?
No, actually, no.
Did that motivate you?
That was another reason that motivated me, just because, you know, a lot of these coaches, if for all sports, they recruit based off numbers. And if you're not getting that certain number, then a lot of coaches won't recruit you. But Jarvis and Dean recruited me based off the potential that I had. And so I wanted to show that, you know, I can be one of those top athletes and not just some random walk-on, you know.
So either what do you think they saw in you, or have they told you what they saw in you?
I mean, Jarvis saw the athleticism in me and me trying. I didn't really have much of a coach in high school, so everything was just, you know, go out and do it. So, I mean, there's always like a base that coaches kind of see with athletes, and that, oh, I can help this athlete become that as long as they have this certain amount of athleticism or whatever they're looking for, you know.
Coach Jarvis was quoted as saying that he basically laid out a 4-year plan for you and your family. Do you remember the plan? Like, do you remember what he said?
I mean, part of the plan was just, you know, come in the first year and get me stronger, faster. I didn't know how to do the triple jump first coming in here.
So let me back this up real quick. The event you won in high school, was the triple jump or another jump?
No, I won the long jump my junior year.
They brought you in to be a triple jumper?
They brought me in to be a long jumper. I started triple jump my senior year of high school because I thought it would help me get recruited more.
And so completely self-taught?
Yeah. I mean, I had a coach that taught me the basics, but I didn't really practice it. Just went out to the meets and jumped.
And so you get to Miami and they have you what? As a long jumper or a triple jumper?
As both. I was mainly training as a long jumper, and triple jump was just, you know, my have fun event. Go have fun. Don't worry too much about it.
The triple jump. It's the have fun event?
Yeah, it was the have fun event. It wasn't the serious one until I started getting better.
Well, I think you've had some fun though, my friend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You had the most fun.
Yep. It was fun going from basically nothing and not barely knowing how to do the sport to where I am now. And I was just getting better week by week with the triple jump every competition. So over time, that became my strong suit event. And long jump was, you know, the go have fun event rather than the triple jump.
So you've never really done the triple jump. You come to the University of Miami. I'm sure there are people who are jumping the triple jump who are pretty damn good at it. And you're out there trying to figure it out. You're telling me you were motivated, but I would seem to think that's also a little intimidating.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you think about it like that, but I like to think about track as you're not really competing against other people, but you're competing against yourself, trying to better yourself. I mean, yes, you're competing against other people, but you have to be able to do what you're able to do and be in control of what you can control, where you can't really do anything about somebody else jumping. So you just got to go and focus on yourself is what I see.
Was national champion a thought?
It was. Maybe not my first year, but it was definitely in the back of my mind, like it can happen. And each year seeing myself getting better and better, it was just like, all right, that I'm getting closer to that possibility. I've always wanted to go to the Olympics as well. So that's been one of the main driving goals. My background for like the last 2-3 years now, it's been the Paris, the road to Paris. So that's been one of the driving factors for me training. And then nationals just was one of those milestones on the way there.
You also wanted the ACC Excellence Award. So you're a pretty good guy too. Is there anything specific in the community you do that you're proud of? I know the athletes at UM are very, very, very active, but is there anything like specifically you do or have started that people should know about?
We have kids clinics every once in a while. I mean, I've been to different events, helping out with the kids, giving back to the community. They come up here to the track a few times a year and we train them or just show them the ins and outs of track and let them have fun out there on the track. And I love doing that.
I heard we're taking a little break. Are we taking a little break to recover these days? Some downtime?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually on like a little 3-day break from nationals, but yeah. Yes and no, in the off season, it's always still staying in the training room and doing rehab and strengthening the little muscles that we don't work on in the weight room. So yes, we have off, but at the same time, no, if you want to keep getting better.
When were you put on scholarship and how'd you find out?
So I went to this was the summer of 2022. I made it to the USA Championships. So this is post-collegiate where there's pros there. And I placed 4th at that meet. And I set a new personal best and a new school record at that meet. And that was after I had made it to nationals. I didn't do the best at NCAA nationals, but then I got to go compete against the pros and I got 4th place there at the US championships. And when I got back from that meet, Coach Dean told me that we were going to meet and she offered me 100% scholarship.
And how was that?
No, it was amazing being able to, you know, I was told in high school by my athletic director, he was like, yo, you know, a lot of jumpers don't really make money like that. I don't know. I don't see you making money for a scholarship for jumps. You're going to have to go do this sprinting event. So just to be able to say that I walked on and then worked my way up into a scholarship and then just prove that I am one of those top athletes now and prove some people wrong, you know, that's what it felt. It felt great to finally have accomplished it.
A last thing, Russell, was somewhere in this, you mentioned something about when you came, part of it was, you know, there weren't as many jumpers. It was an opportunity for you then to attract more jumpers and kind of do some things that would be special in this program. But that program being the University of Miami, the U, right? That brand carries a lot when you travel and wear those colors and put that U in your chest. So what does that mean that you came down here and did it here?
I am from Florida. So the U, FSU have always been those top 2 schools that you hear about here in Florida. And I just wanted to, you know, come down here. Miami may not have had the best men's track program over the years in the past. So I wanted to come down and, you know, make history rather than just be another athlete at another school. I wanted to, you know, make history, put Miami's jump squad on the map, which I've done these last few years, and to make my own legacy down here at the University of Miami.
Russell Robinson, triple jump, University of Miami, national champion. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.